Right now, most churches are planning their budgets for 2009. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the sponsors page at issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
I cannot have the Vice President-elect coming to Scranton and saying that he learned his values there when those values are, in at least in the area of abortion, are utterly against the teachings of the Catholic Church.
For me, the problem isn't abortion is legal. The problem is it's become acceptable. And I think the bishops would be well advised not so much to worry about whether abortion is unlawful, but to really make it unimaginable, you know, unacceptable, unspeakable. But that's a moral battle. That's not a political battle.
Well, the voices of Bishop Joseph Martino, he's Bishop of Scranton, Pennsylvania, where our Vice President-elect hails from, and Nicholas Cafardi, he's a prominent pro-life Catholic legal scholar, talking about the statements made recently by U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops on the issue of abortion and life, especially with the beginning of a Barack Obama presidency. We're going to be talking about some of that here in the first few minutes of Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in on this Wednesday afternoon, November the 12th. A little bit later in our conversation, some audio open lines. Hannity and Combs did an interview with Deepak Chopra. He's got a new novel out. He likes talking about Jesus. We'll see what he has to say. Some excerpts from a recent sermon preached by Pastor Ted Haggard, formerly president of the National Association of Evangelicals. That, of course, about 2 years ago, some serious problems in his ministry caused him to lose that position. We'll also hear an AP report on what some people believe is the reincarnation of Buddha. In the second hour of the program, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse will be our guest. We'll talk about gay rights protests in California after the passage of Prop 8, and original sin will be the subject in the last part of the program. Pastor Stephen Parks, pastor of University Hills Lutheran Church in Denver, Colorado, will be our guest. Our call-in numbers for the next 2 hours of the program, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Our in-studio email address on this Wednesday, talkback at issuesetc.org, talkback at issuesetc.org. Deirdre McQuaid is our guest, Assistant Director for Policy and Communications for the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. She joins us to talk about abortion statements made by the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. Deirdre, welcome to Issues Etc.
Thank you. It's good to be on the show.
Some would say that the election of President-elect Obama represents one simple fact, that Roman Catholic voters don't agree with their church's position or are pretty mushy on their church's position when it comes to the protection of life. What would you say?
I would say that the abortion question was not, unfortunately, foremost in the minds of the majority of voters as they went to the polling booth. Our understanding is from exit polls that really the primary issue on their mind was the economy and how well they'd be able to do over the next 4 to 8 years with their families in light of the difficulties our economy is facing right now. So abortion was not prioritized as an issue as people went into the polling booth, as the bishops had encouraged them to do. But that's not to say that they're deeply at odds with Catholic Church teaching. Indeed, recent polls have shown that church-going Catholics are very much in communion with their bishops and the authoritative teaching on the church on the protection of human life from conception to natural death.
While the Conference of Bishops hails the election of the first African-American president, what is their biggest concern going into an Obama term?
The bishop's biggest concern, voiced rather clearly today in a statement by the president of the Conference of Catholic Bishops, Cardinal George of Chicago, is the threat that that the Obama administration and those he might appoint would pose to current pro-life measures that are in law or policies, and specifically the threat of the passage of something called FOCA, which stands for the Freedom of Choice Act, the so-called Freedom of Choice Act. FOCA would establish abortion as a fundamental right in law, which goes beyond Roe versus Wade and the current state of law as interpreted by the Supreme Court, and so would make it illegal to discriminate against that right, which means that all even very modest pro-life measures in the states and federal measures would basically be overturned by the stroke of a pen. It would invalidate laws to protect women from unsafe abortion clinics, because abortion clinics would not be as well regulated. It would require taxpayers in every state of the country to pay for abortions. It would undermine the conscience rights of doctors and nurses who, in good conscience, whether they're Catholic or not, don't want to participate in abortion in any way, shape, or form. It would require states to allow abortions by non-physicians. Even some pro-choice people, many pro-choice people, would be with us on objecting to that measure. And it goes on and on. It would deny parents the opportunity to be involved in their minor daughter's abortion decision, because that, too, would be seen as somehow undermining a young woman or a girl's access to what this law would call a fundamental right.
Do the U.S. bishops plan in some form to ask for a meeting with President-elect Obama?
I'm not privy to those plans. I would think that any opportunity that we have to engage the government at all levels proactively for the defense of human life and the promotion of its dignity, we would welcome that. But I have to say I'm not involved in the plans for that meeting.
Well, in lieu of something like that, what statement do you think the bishops want President-elect Obama to hear loud and clear from their meeting this week?
Well, they said it today. They said that this recent election was, as I mentioned before, principally decided out of concern for the economy and loss of jobs, et cetera. And direct quote, if the election is misinterpreted ideologically as a referendum on abortion, the unity desired by President-elect Obama and all Americans at this moment of crisis will be impossible to achieve. They go on to say abortion kills not only unborn children, it destroys constitutional order and the common good, which is assured only when the life of every human being is legally protected. That's a message they want to send loud and clear to not only the new incoming president, but his whole administration. And again, they go on to say, aggressively pro-abortion policies, legislation, and executive orders will permanently alienate tens of millions of Americans and would be seen by many as an attack on the free exercise of their religion. So we want to say, of course, we want to work with you. We're asking you to work with us as well on the most fundamental human rights issue of our age, namely the protection of innocent human life in the womb.
Were there any specific concerns that the bishops expressed during their meeting this week about other Roman Catholic yet pro-choice lawmakers that may have been reelected?
They did not focus their attentions on that, with given the pressing concerns that may be facing us even in the first weeks of the new presidency. I know this is a concern of the bishops, both individually and collectively, that Catholic politicians, as well as others, elected officials, as well as others in political life, would be fully in communion with the bishops and with other Catholics on this question. So they call them to, as they say in their 2004 statement, to not cause scandal by their actions or positions, but to act fully in conformity with the truth about human life.
Was there any discussion of ecclesiastical action, namely withholding the sacrament from pro-choice Catholics at whatever level they serve the country?
As far as I know, certainly not in the public discussion. They may have discussed that in executive session, but no public action was taken at this time.
What about it sounded as though President Obama desires to overturn an executive order or nullify executive order issued by President Bush back in 2001 regarding federal funding for embryonic stem cell research?
That's right. Bush's policy was to put a ban on funding for further embryonic stem cell research that would require the further destruction of other tiny human lives. And this is a clear priority of the incoming Obama administration to reverse that policy and to, as we would say, to reverse that built-in protection of embryonic human life. basic ethical principles say do no harm and that the ends do not justify the means. And even if many good things could come from that kind of research, it is essentially inherently unethical. We can't kill in order to restore life. That should be basically understood by all people of goodwill. You don't have to be Catholic to understand that.
Finally, then, on the issue, going back to the issue of abortion, we heard in the opening of the program, Nicholas Cafardi, he's a legal scholar, a Roman Catholic who's pro-life, but he admits he voted for Obama. He says the bishops should be more concerned about making abortion unthinkable than illegal. What's your response?
There's several ways of responding to that line of argument, which I've heard very often recently, especially leading up to Election Day. One is making it illegal will help make it unthinkable. It's not as if these two things are at odds. Many women who reflect on their abortions in the 70s, early 70s, mid-70s, said, well, I never would have had an abortion, but the Supreme Court said it was okay, so I guess that made it all right. If the law is a teacher, and the teacher is a profound teacher, many people say, well, it must be okay if it's legal. Secondly...
In about 30 seconds here, Deirdre.
Yes, of course. There's a lie that's at work right now, which is that somehow pro-life laws have not saved, because Roe versus Wade still is in place, pro-life laws haven't done anything to save any lives. But that's just not true. Countless human lives have been saved through very modest measures like parental involvement, informed consent laws, and funding bans at the state level. We don't know how many lives they've saved, but they have definitely reduced abortions in the states that have implemented them.
Deirdre McQuaid is Assistant Director for Policy and Communications for the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. Deirdre, thank you very much for being our guest. Keep up the good work.
You're welcome. God bless.
When we come back from this break, we're going to spend some time with you during Audio Open Lines. Hannity and Combs did a very interesting short interview with Deepak Chopra. Of course, Deepak Chopra is kind of the, oh, some people consider him the gateway drug to the New Age or to Buddhism. He likes to talk a lot about Jesus. He's written a new book. We'll see what he has to say when he talks with Hannity and Combs during Audio Open Lines Issues, etc., right after this.
Would you like to post your favorite Issues, etc. audio segments on your website or blog? Well, we've made it easy for you. Just go to the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, click the embed green logo, and copy and paste the embed code on your website or blog. It's just like posting a YouTube video. Embed Issues Etc. audio on your website or blog today. We love our on-demand listeners. Old theology, new technology. issuesetc.org.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc., Pastor Timothy Ostermeyer, Beth Mummy, Dwayne and Brenda Telly, Sarah Cody, John Yeasel, Pastor Fred Gerlach, Arlene Smyer, Jacqueline Gathman, Richard Telly, and Larry Lee. Thanks for your support.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues, Etc. 300. Mount Zion Lutheran Church, Greenfield, Wisconsin. Pilgrim Lutheran, West Bend, Wisconsin. Messiah Lutheran, Lebanon, Illinois. Zion Lutheran, Accident, Maryland. Redeemer Lutheran, Jackson, Wyoming. Messiah Lutheran, Marysville, Washington. Trinity Lutheran, Millstadt, Illinois. Our Savior Lutheran, Houston, Texas. St. Matthew's Lutheran, Bon Terre, Missouri. Good Shepherd Lutheran, Lincoln, Nebraska. Hope Lutheran, St. Louis, Missouri. Trinity Lutheran, Austin, Texas. Good Shepherd Lutheran, Collinsville, Illinois. Luther Memorial Chapel, Shorewood, Wisconsin. Christ Lutheran, Oak Park, Illinois. Bethany Lutheran, Naperville, Illinois. Emmanuel Lutheran, Dearborn, Michigan. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click Sponsors. The Issues Etc. 300.